You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Attention seekers suck.
Yeah, that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got that show for you. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Sheriff. Or you can just call me Chance. A lot of people just call me Puma. Some people call me President. More than you would actually think. They really call me President, so I'm just gonna roll with it. So my deal today, right now, I mean, it's been my deal for a while, but, you know, just as of right now, like, I really want to just kind of draw attention to people who are attention seekers. They absolutely have to have people's attention to function in society. It feels like they go way out of their way to just do all this wild and fantastical stuff to lie to you and you know, and treat you like you're a fucking retard, like you don't, like you're not gonna catch on, and or they hope you don't catch on, and you know, and when you boil this all down, it's for attention. It's just for attention. That's it. That's all these people care about, is seeking approval, affirmation, and attention. They need to feel acknowledged. And while I can understand that, yes, okay, yes, you should feel acknowledged. You know what I mean? You, like, people should acknowledge you and take you seriously. I get that, right? But what I don't get is whenever people do it just to seek attention, like they're desperate for attention, so they will act out, take on a dare from their friends. I mean, like the options and variables for that are very many. I mean, there could be many reasons why they're attention seeking, but it's mostly because of acceptance by their peers, right? And so we're gonna take somebody into an example. And we're going to talk about Steven Jackson, one of the biggest attention-seeking douchebags on the fucking planet. And now, one thing I noticed is that, now, this is not to knock anybody, because I know there's plenty of players that aren't this way in this realm here, in this sports realm. There are plenty of players that are not like this, but I noticed that the majority of basketball players are like the majority of drummers. And so if you're in the music industry, you know that drummers are a fucking pain. They're constantly wanting to get the limelight, all this shit. Even though they're in the back of the stage, and you know what I mean, and they're playing the loudest instrument, and the guitars and amps can hardly keep up with the drums, but the drummer wants all the attention, right? That's kind of how NBA players are for the most part. And again, I just want to reiterate myself and make sure that I'm not generalizing NBA people or drummers or any type of person or personality, right? But I noticed that more often than not, drummers or NBA people or just people who like to play basketball, they're this way. They're just attention-seeking douchebags. And how do I know that? Because I've dealt with plenty of people who are in the NFL, and I haven't dealt with too many people in the quote-unquote NBA per se. Right, but what I've seen is just kind of phenomenal. Like, wow, like, and then not in a good way. It's just like one of those things of, wow, that's a phenomenon, bro. You can't explain that shit. Like, nobody can explain what, like, I mean, I'm just gonna guess it's the parenting, but really, I mean, nobody can explain this dynamic for the most part, right? Like, I mean, I'm sure anybody could break it down. If I thought about it for long enough, I could break it down. But my point is that we don't break it down, right? It's just kind of accepted that these people are just this way, and we'd rather turn our head and ignore them. And then what does that do? Oh, it makes them act out even worse. The fact that we don't curb their appetite for attention early on is the issue. It's the problem, and it's a big problem. It's super huge. Because look at Steven Jackson. Who's Steven Jackson? I don't even know. Fucking Steven, what is that? I don't listen to nigga ball. I don't play nigga ball. I don't watch nigga ball. I don't care about nigga ball. Like, I've heard that from plenty of white people. Okay, let me take it. I heard that from one white person. But, you know, and he calls it nigga ball. I was just like, wow, dude. Wow, okay, wow. You're really calling it that, okay. But, I mean, you know, T-shirt on. But That's another thing that we got to curb. Like, come on, bro. Like, is the name calling really necessary? Like, I get it if you say, man, that shit is fucking retarded, right? That makes sense, right? But whenever you call somebody a name, that's different. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand if you say, man, you're greedy, right? That's just saying, like, they're being a certain way, right? But whenever you go and name call, like, pussy, bitch, you know, shit like that, that's a bit much, man. It's a bit much. And so, kind of sidetracking really quick, because we're going to talk about name calling real quick. I just got on Call of Duty for, like, the first time in, I don't know, a month or two. And, I didn't want to play Warzone, you know, because Warzone is just stupid right now. It's just screwed up. And, you know, they changed the whole map. Everything looks stupid and different. But I played Modern Warfare, right? I played a game of Domination on Modern Warfare, I think it was. And so, like, at the end of the game, I had 11 kills, right? But during the game, I jumped in mid-match, right? It's on my stream. You can go and see it. There's proof there. Twitch.tv/President Puma. It's easy to remember. It's easier to remember than President Tron. Like, that's well, how do you spell that? Yeah, is that a T or a C or you know? But, you know, and I'm playing, and, well, I clipped this dude with one bullet, right? I shot, like, two or three bullets, and I clipped him in the shoulder with one. Like, it hit dead in his shoulder, and I saw it land and everything. I was like, whoa, cool, right? But then I realized, well, he ducked off to the side behind some cover, so maybe I should just throw a Molotov cocktail at him, and it'll cover a whole area, and it might just hit him. Well, I threw that Molotov cocktail, and bam, I mean, it was spot on. I'm a surgeon with the projectiles on the game. People have just been like, God dang, that was a precise throw. Like, and they'll tell me that after the match, and I'm like, yeah, bro, I know. You like that shit, huh? You know, because I'm just kidding with him. But yeah, I mean, I'm just really precise with it. I'm a surgeon with them damn things, with the projectiles, especially with the sticky grenades, man. If I could throw it and I know it's sticking in a certain spot, you're dead, bro. There's no running away from it. It's just, bam, it's right there, and I know you're right there, and I know exactly the angle to throw it, you know, and all that. But anyways, and so I hit him with the Molotov cocktail, right? And he dies, and he gets on the hot mic, because after you die, the person who killed you on the game can hear you for a second or two. And he was like, oh, what the fuck, you fucking bitch? Or he's a fucking pussy. Something like that, right? And I said something, and one of my teammates is like, wow, man, all that name calling, is that really necessary? No, it's not. It's not necessary. Wow. If you said, wow, what a bitch, I could understand. But whenever you said, you're a bitch, that's different. Like, if you were saying, wow, what a bitch, like what a bitch of a situation, like, damn, right? That I can understand. But whenever you're just trash talking, bro, like, that, how do they say, man, you're toxic? That's what all these feminists are saying these days. You're so toxic. And, you know, and so I'm just like, wow. So then we get out of the match and into the lobby, the main lobby, and the dude is already talking shit. Like, I mean, as soon as we're slammed into that lobby, the after game lobby, to show the scoreboard and everything, he's already talking shit. And so, yeah, I opened my mouth and I said something. I mean, you can go watch the clip if you want, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to give you the nuts and bolts here. But, you know, and he was already talking shit. And so I opened my mouth and I said something, you know, because I'm not going to just let somebody run their mouth on a fucking video game. Fuck that. And so I said something, right? And then he goes, oh, you got 11 kills? How embarrassing. Okay, well, first off, I joined mid-match. So the fact that I got to the top of my leaderboard, right? The very top, meaning I scored the most. And I joined mid-match and still scored the most out of my entire team. Oh, okay. All right, cool. Cool, man, cool. Yeah, yeah. So, how is 11 kills embarrassing? He straight up said 11 kills is embarrassing. I said something along, this is what I wanted to say. How'd that Molotov cocktail taste, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, how'd that Molotov cocktail, how'd you like that? How'd you like them apples? Them apples on fire. He didn't like it at all, man. And he was the first one to just be talking shit in the lobby. He's like, man, you're really that insecure. Okay, so do you see the point I'm trying to make here? These people are insecure douchebags who are attention seekers, and I can't stand it, man. It's so fucking old. Dude, it's like, it's older than Jesus' sandals type. It's older than 4 million BC, whatever you want to, whatever the fuck, right? Right? That shit is old, man. It's as old as time. Like, when are we gonna evolve? Like, the people keep saying, oh, you know, we evolved from monkeys. Bullshit. But for real, when are we gonna mentally and, what's the word? When is our attitude and, when are we gonna evolve? Like, mentally, like, psychologically, emotionally. There we go. That's the emotionally. When are we gonna emotionally evolve as beings? Because even just today, like, and I'm not saying anything about this person. I'm just saying that this situation, you know, comes to mind. Like, even today, like, I just had woken up, and, you know, and I get the phone call. You know, okay, yeah, I guess I'm up and on the phone now. All right, okay, I just woke up. All right, wipe my eyes. All right, and you know, and I said something, and the other person was defensive. And whenever they get in that defensive, you know, they feel like they have to defend themselves against what I'm saying or what somebody's saying, it's very high pitched, very high pitched. And when you're first waking up, it's like, whoa, I didn't sign up for this shit just because I opened my eyes and got out of bed and shit, you know, or was in the process. I didn't even get out of bed yet, you know. So that's like, you know what I'm saying? It's a bit much, you know what I'm saying? And so that's the point that I'm kind of trying to make here, is like, this attention seeking, it's a bit much to even have to look at or witness at all. It's ugly. It's like, imagine a kid in a grocery store throws itself down, kicking and screaming, and now the whole fucking store knows that there's a situation going on, right? That's fucking embarrassing. That's fucking embarrassing, right? And that's how I imagine these people are. They're kicking and screaming and throwing a tantrum for attention. Look at me! Wah! Wah! Let me just fake this mass shooting! Wah! Wah! I need attention! Wah! Or here you go. Here's the best one. Let me just fake like I'm a black person getting choked out who died to death, but I'm really a Freemason actor named Steven Jackson. And I used to play basketball. As a matter of fact, here we go, you ready?
I'm playing basketball with Kobe Bryant! Who wants to touch me? God damn it! I say, who wants to touch me? Ah!
that's how I feel. If you go to Steven Jackson, if you go to this nigga's fucking Twitter, it's him like shooting a basketball, right? Right, that's his avatar. But then you look on his banner, it's him all like nut hugging Kobe. I always call him Kobe O'Brien. Why? Kobe Bryant. Like, why is he nut hugging Kobe? He's like, Kobe, my nigga, I'm swinging from his nuts for sure, nigga. You know, I'm like, wow. Like, it ain't about you, right? Like, you really that insecure that you think that you need a high profile celebrity like all over your shit. Like, I could understand if like I went to your website and it had all this information about you, and then it got to this section that was like, you know what, I honor and cherish my time playing with Kobe, da da da. But no, dude, it's on your Twitter banner. It's all in people's faces. It's, oh, I touched Kobe, nigga, who wants to touch me? I play ball with Kobe. I touched the same balls as Kobe touched. You see how gay that sounds, bro? You see how gay your profile looks? You see how you say you want all the smoke, nigga, but you can't handle all the smoke, nigga? You can't, you possibly can't. Nobody can humanly possibly at all handle all the smoke. You ain't got enough Freemason Brotherhood, bro. And I don't care what you come at me with after saying this. I don't care, bro. I don't care. What, you think you're bigger than the fucking people in the White House that's been trying to come after me? Nah, nigga, nah, you ain't. You small, you so small and insignificant. Insignificant. That's right, I said insignificant. You so small and insignificant that you think that you need to put on on your banner. That's the very first thing people gonna see as soon as they go to your profile, because it's the biggest picture. It's right there, bam, right on the top. It's your profile banner, and it's of you and Kobe. Wow, you are that insecure.
Damn it! Who wants to touch me?
Like, golly. It's funny, man. It's funny. Attention, please! Please give me some attention! Yeah, I got you right. Yeah. I got your attention right here, chump. Honk honk. Nice fucking model, honk honk. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And you know who else are attention seekers? And again, not knocking anybody. Got plenty of people that I know of that are like this, that I talk to on a regular basis, that I fucking absolutely adore and love, right? But I just don't like this aspect of it, and they don't even like this aspect of it. The people who are, we're gonna get into it, but the people who are this way don't even like this, what I'm about to explain to you, right? So you know it's bad when your own people are giving you the stare of disapproval. So here we go. Gay pride extremists is like extremists who are terrorists, trying to force everyone other than yourself, right? You are trying to force everyone other than yourself to accept your views and opinions, not to hear them, but to accept them. But the world doesn't work that way. You're giving the homosexual community a bad name. And how would you like it if I had straight pride parades all over the fucking world? You'd lose your fucking shit. If I did what you did, you'd lose your fucking minds. You absolutely hated the super straight trend on TikTok, didn't you? You went 100% straightophobe over a fucking hashtag. I mean, what exactly do you think the other people looking at your fake ass are sitting around and saying about you when you're not there? Makes you think, doesn't it? But even though we're maybe correcting this one person at a time, there's another one born every minute. They're all gonna fall for the, what is it? The, oh hey, come here kid. Want a lollipop? I mean, there's another one born every minute, and they know this, see? They know that they can just recruit another one, another stray, another runaway to do their Freemason acting, that they can train and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's sick. Freemasons are sick, bro. Anyways, I wanna jump off of that subject and jump onto an even better subject right now, because, you know, we're keeping this moving. You don't get to call someone a deadbeat dad if you don't let the dad even be there at all for your kids. It's ridiculous. You're quick to say fuck you and call someone a deadbeat in the same breath. Abusive, that's what it is. Oh, and it's also narcissistic. Because when you make him out to look like the bad guy, when you're guilty as fuck for domestic abuse, wow. But let me guess, you blame that all on your partner too, the domestic violence. Funny how you probably have a long history of domestic violence, and he doesn't though, isn't it? That's funny, huh? But you called the cops anyways, didn't you? Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, there's this, it's not just one situation, it's plenty of women doing this. Plenty, plenty women, plenty. It's crazy. It's like a mix between single white female and Misery. Watch those two movies if you've never seen them. It's almost like Fatal Attraction, but not quite that far, right? Fatal Attraction, like that's fatal, like somebody's dying at the end of that shit, right? No, but no, like single white female and Misery all rolled into one person. That's what the situation is like. And if anybody's who's been through that situation, they're probably sitting around like, yep, man, that nigga is so right. Like, oh man, he's, yeah, man, oh yeah, I dealt with that shit, but you know what I'm saying? Which brings me to my next point. When are we gonna stop allowing judges and DAs and other turn-their-headed officials to get away with their blatant corruption and accepting money to make up a charge and a judgment right on the spot, saying that it somehow fits the bill even though no state laws were even broken? When are we gonna hold people like this accountable? One at a time, that's how, but when? Make an example of them the way they've maliciously made us all their own examples. Because fuck their couch, that's why. We need to stand up, and our stories need to be accounted for. Not these victim stories from people who aren't the victims. They're just playing the victim. I'm tired of it. But again, this is how. The real question is when. The answer is right now. The answer is yesterday. The answer is 5, 10, 15 fucking years ago. But no, we still let it go. We still let it slide because they're too big to fail. There's nothing we can do about it, right? At least that's the way they want you to feel. But one at a time. One at a time. But when? Now. Now. The answer is now. Like, do you even understand what in the fuck is happening right now? Look at how politics have changed ever since 2015, which happens to be the year that I entered in the political realm. See, the point I'm trying to make here, do you see it? Do you see? I got into politics in 2015, and my, look how politics have changed. You too can be this stupid. Jumping into politics and thinking that you're the shit. Yeah, you can be just as dumb as I am. But I would rather you not, because I don't want you getting hurt. But if you got the balls and you've got nothing to lose, I actually do encourage you to do this. Jump into politics. Make sure your voice is heard. But I'm going to tell you one thing you're going to realize and come to understand is that the majority of these politicians, at least all the higher ups, they're all related. They're all in the same family. And if you're not getting in that family, you're not getting in that political position. You see what I mean? You have to kind of just marry into the family or something. Like, the best example to show you, like, what I mean is that, okay, do you know Beto O'Rourke? Like, that's not even his real name. But you know who Beto O'Rourke is? If you don't know who he is, he's this douchebag in El Paso, thinks he's the shit, thinks he's gonna run for governor and all this dumb shit, right? But really, he's just a cold turd on a paper plate whenever he thinks he's hot shit on a silver platter and platinum platter. And he's just a cold, hairy dog turd on a fucking paper plate. But I'm thoroughly convinced this is the only reason he is anything in politics is because he married somebody with the last name, dun dun dun, Sanders. You see where I'm going with this here? He's a fucking nobody. And if it was up to the world, he would stay a nobody. He would still be nothing. Which, I mean, his worth is nothing, right? I mean, maybe to his family, right? Yeah, don't think that I'm personally attacking him. I'm critiquing his politics because, and I'm not even going to go into his politics because they're so stupid. It's that dumb. When you're that blatantly stupid in politics, you got to kind of wonder, like, how much money is he making from this? How much COVID money is he making? Like, it's that stupid. Like, I don't get it, bro. But he's married to a Sanders, and he's allowed to do that shit. You heard me right. He's allowed to do that shit. But whatever. Whatever. I don't get it. Perhaps I never will. It's so senseless. And, I just... You know, they're all family. It's crazy. You know, everyone heralds Donald Trump for all his quote-unquote accomplishments and quote-unquote everything he tried to do. But he was just piggybacking on my politics for the majority of the time. And I stand by what I said. Sure, yeah, there's things he did that I had nothing to do with, right? But whenever it came down to the nooks and crannies and the meats and potatoes of what he was doing and the nuts and bolts and all that good shit that held all his fucking, like, pile of dog shit together. His meatball that kept all the... I'm the egg that kept all his meatball together. You see what I'm saying? And I'm also... I was the straw that broke the camel's back as well. But You know, he was just piggybacking on my politics just to get your support for shit he didn't intend on doing in the first place. Otherwise, they would have gotten done. You see? You see, they're all family. If they wanted to come together and get something done, if they wanted something bad enough, boy, let me tell you, those fucking walls would be on fire. People would be running to get shit done so quick. I'm not kidding, bro. Overnight. This shit would happen overnight. Whatever they want to fix, whatever fucking problem you got in your life, they could fix overnight, bro. Over fucking night. But no, they would rather string it out, line their pockets, be fat cats, and do nothing. Do nothing. It's funny that Trump said do nothing Democrats whenever he was basically a do nothing Democrat. Like, or maybe he was like, I'll do a little Democrat. Do a little Democrat. And then he's like, well, I'm doing a little bit. You guys are doing nothing. So I look at least that much better than you. You see what I mean? He was always trying to outrun the person that was running with him from the bear. Like, he was always trying to outrun the bear, right? But it's not the bear he's trying to outrun. He's just trying to outrun you so you get eaten by the bear. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I didn't like about his politics for the most part. But, you know, enough about that. Enough about traitor Trump. Oh, if you've never, if you don't believe me about Trump being a traitor and you're, oh, pro Trump this, pro Trump that, and you want to suck his pro Trump dick, I encourage you to go look at Great American, like search this search term, right? Great American Outdoors Act is a federal land grab slush fund. Find the article that says that. They may have buried it, who knows? But go and find that. And read up on that. Yeah, Trump did that. He also signed every Democrat bill that came his way. Remember what I said? He's a Democrat. He's a do little Democrat. He gonna do a little. Do a little Democrat. It's crazy. I feel like whoever worships the news and follows Trump like a lost puppy dog are all the same people who religiously watches wrestling and other made-up Easter Bunny type of sacrilegious bullshit within that fake-ass realm of horse shit and monkey-chucked poop grenades. And believe me when I say that the fecal matter is flying in those halls. Pack, ratten, roach-infested, cluster-fucking fart-bag mentalities. I am sick of it. I'm sick of getting laughed at by the fucking idiot that has no idea what the fuck he's even talking about when it comes to politics. Because he's got the big news hounds on TV wailing in his ears 24/7 and believes every goddamn opinion they've got. I feel like these types of people are bitches on a seriously sick and twisted savage out binge. Like, they're on a savage out binge. Like, seriously. It's sick. It's sick to sit around worshiping the news. I don't get it, bro. I will never understand that. I understand, like, if you watch a little bit here and there and, you know, you pick up some stuff and you call the news on your bullshit because they're not being 100% honest and there's some kind of agenda behind it. But no. 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 Yeah. No. It's not the way it works. You know what else isn't the way it works? Human trafficking. It doesn't work how you think it works, right? Well, you think that, let me just take a wild guess. The majority who are trying to understand, you know, sex trafficking and child trafficking and all that, in your mind, it probably works something like, oh, they're kidnapping this person. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. See, the process is very complex. It's simple for them to do because they've been doing it a long time, right? And it works, obviously. But it doesn't work as simply as you think. They don't just capture some bitch and then just start doing, you know what I mean? Like, they work at her, wear her down, figure out what's going to get her away from her boyfriend. Then they give her a boyfriend. And that boyfriend is not near as great as the person she's trying to love, right? That really does love her. That's, you know, sitting back there and watching her get trafficked and not understanding what's going on. All he knows is he's losing the love of his life to a bunch of bullshit. And so by that time, he sees all this and he's like, fuck it. And he throws his hands up and he walks away because he's tired of her shit, right? See, that's how they get her, to isolate her, to take her out and do things with her. And either we've got a house lock situation where she's locked into a relationship with a dude, right? Or she's actually trafficked and taken somewhere. Like, there's different levels of trafficking. And every pimp has their own methods, right? But they all seem to have some kind of code of not getting caught. See what I mean? See why I laugh so hard whenever I said she's Dexter with the donuts? You can't trust it, man. You can't trust it. It's a very complex situation, but it's simple once you really figure it out, right? If you can catch this in the early stages, your life will be better off, I tell you that. Your family life and all that. Because fuck them, right? Fuck the outside. Fuck the outside of your relationship. Everything outside your relationship should not matter. What somebody else says shouldn't matter. Somebody, if really though, if I've always looked at it like this. If somebody can come up on the sidelines and be like, psst, hey, come here. And then work themselves into your woman's fucking psyche and all that shit. And she falls for all that. And falls out of love with you, but then falls in love with this stupid idea on the sidelines. That's probably not somebody you should be with or keep long term, right? Not somebody who would just turncoat on you like that, right? That's not. There's no faith in that. There's no trust in that. But you see, what they do also is the guy that they wish to target. Because, like, maybe he gets hot girlfriends, maybe he talks to certain people, or whatever, right? And so they follow this dude around. And he becomes a target, right? And then his family life becomes a target. But they watch the guy. They send a sex trafficking victim to learn about him. Figure him out. What makes him tick. So that way, they can take whatever they want of his. Because they've done their thorough research. It's basically a honeypot. Every girl that comes your way, you've got to question if they're a honeypot or not. Because they screw you once, and then you never hear from them again. Now, don't get me wrong, some situations are just like that. But more often than not, it's a honeypot situation. And you stick your dick in the honeypot, next thing you know, you got honey all over you. And bears are coming after you. You see, like, it's bad. It's bad. And when you're this guy, you can't trust anyone around you. You're constantly questioning and looking over your shoulder and out the corner of your eye and all this shit, right? Every second of your life is like this. Imagine how stressful that is just to walk outside the fucking door. Imagine how stressful that is to have neighbors. Imagine how stressful that is to just know that you're probably being watched at some point by some people somewhere, somehow, being followed in a distance because they're pros at this and they've got, you know, training and blah, 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 and all this shit, right? They know how to follow you for only so long and then transfer it over to another person in another car type of shit. Figure out where you live, what you do, and then send women your way to figure out what makes you tick. You're sticking your dick in the honeypot, giving it information. And then guess what? The honeypot rolls on back to Winnie the Pooh over in the forest. Yeah, that's right. Poo Poo Bear. Let's just call him Poo Poo Bear. Mr. Pimp Ass Poo Poo Bear. Poo Bear. And then now he knows how he's gonna make his moves. It's a war, bro. You didn't even know it. You didn't even know you're signed up for a war when you're in this situation. You didn't sign up for this shit. You're just trying to live life. You're trying to live a simple life. Especially if you're a country boy. You're just trying to live a simple life. You're not. You don't need all this shit. You didn't ask for all this shit. You didn't ask for these fake fucking people to come in your life and pretend like they're into you, sleep with you, then turn around and just disappear and not give a fuck about you. You know, it's crazy. I mean, I've seen people trafficked right out from under my nose, man. Especially in California. Oh, you got a girlfriend? Not no more, nigga. See ya. Oh, you liked her? Well, guess what? 20 million other niggas about to like her. What's up? You know, it's not necessarily always the pretty white girl that gets trafficked. It's just whoever they feel like, whoever they know is insecure enough that they can get away with this type of behavior and behind closed doors. You see what I'm saying? It's not your beautiful white bitch. It's not always like that. It's not always like that. But you know what else I noticed about these fucking apps? Is that they'll try and scam you from some dating apps, especially one called Tagged. They'll try and scam you out of an account so they can turn around. They're trying to nab every fucking female that comes on the app. They want to traffic them. Tell me I'm wrong. Change my mind. Tell me I'm wrong. But they will spam you until it drives you fucking nuts and you delete your account so that way they can have the pick of the litter. Now change my mind and debunk me and tell me that women are getting nothing but fucking spam on that app too. Automatically, what's your WhatsApp number? My reply, fuck off, bruh. Cause here I am, you know, looking at the profile like, oh man, wow, yeah. Yeah, this could work. No, I can't. You know why? Because it's really some fucking douchebag dude sitting back there. What's your WhatsApp number? Let's WhatsApp. Nah, nigga, let's video chat on this app. How about that? Oh, your boyfriend broke your phone. Okay, I thought you were single. I thought that's why we were talking. Oh, okay. You know, it's like Aaron Lewis said on that Stain song. I don't even know the name of the song, but it's the first song off the Break the Cycle album. And he's like, most of you parents don't even give a shit that your daughter is a porno star and that your son is dealing death on a street corner. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's sad, bro. A lot of you have just given up on your kids. And being a parent that can't possibly, like, in this situation, right? Like, cannot possibly be in their kids' lives. Because of how twisted and sick, you know, and I'm not here to talk mess about their mom, right? But I'm saying it's sick and twisted what she does. Her mindset is sick and twisted. And the whole time she doesn't let the dad be in the kids' lives at all. Because he's anti-trafficking. Because he knows better about Obama. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit, because he's too smart, right? So fuck him. I'm gonna outsmart him. I'm never gonna let him see his kids. But eventually, she's gonna outsmart herself, right? Because believe me, when they come of age, they're not gonna be looking for you, right? You've been there. You're on their fucking last nerve. They're gonna come looking for me. And while that might be a ways from now, they'll eventually find me. And they'll eventually learn the truth. Which I'm pretty sure they've already found out, figured out, understood, realized with the way you are. Right? And I'm generalizing this. Right? Like, it's kind of, like, what I'm saying is kind of personal, right? Because I know somebody, like, the person that I'm dealing with, that I'm kind of directly talking to, but this is more like all of you women who are like this. I'm not the only one. You're not the only one who's tried to do this shit to me. You types of females who are like this, you're not the only one. Happens every time. But then guess what? You're trafficked. Right. You're being trafficked. Right. At least that's how I think about it. You know what I mean? And it's up to you to realize your situation and save yourself from it. Because you're the one that got yourself into that situation. Not me. Not your kids, not your parents, not your grandparents, not your neighbors, but you. You see, that's what pisses me off the most about all this sex trafficking and human trafficking. People escape all the fucking time from these assholes. People get away all the fucking time. Do you know why? Because they want to. Because they need to, because they have to. But the people who just sit around, they end up going back to this shit. They end up going right back to it. You pull them out, you start to rehabilitate them, another month and a half from then, they're right fucking back in there, pimping themselves out, slinging their pussy, selling it for dope, this and that, blah, blah, blah. All the fucking, the whole nine yards, bro. The whole nine yards. Because this asshole, they've let these assholes get them addicted to this shit to even corner them in a situation like that altogether, like at all. And that's sad, man. That's sad. But you know what's really fucked up? Is the fact that bikers are the ones who are doing the majority of this human trafficking. Here in America, at least. They're the ones doing it. Their customers are everybody, right? But they're the ones who are behind all this shit, is the biker gangs, because the biker gangs are the ones who are tough enough to stop this shit. I'm sorry. The biker clubs are the ones who are tough enough to stop this shit, but the biker gangs are the ones stupid enough to keep doing this shit. Remember what I said? Too big to fail. Too big to fail. Because they're all attention-seeking douchebags. They all want that affirmation. They want the money so they can get the affirmation so they can keep doing more drugs. Da, 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 da. You remember that? I need to get more money so I can buy more drugs, so I can do more dope. So I can get more money, so I can buy more drugs, so I can do more dope, so I can get more money. It's a sick, vicious cycle, bro. And we allow it. We're just okay with it. We're just turning our head. Yeah, okay, that's okay. Oh, you have your big biker rally? Right. Right, okay. Huh. Okay. No. As you bikers have told me, no, you go ahead, you rally. You do your thing, go out there, flaunt your shit, speak your opinion, do you, boo-boo. That was basically along the lines of what he said. Go out there, petition. Voice your opinion. Go for it, man. I'm pro-Trump, but go ahead. Okay. Well, here I am, voicing my opinion. Stating the facts. My opinion is that it's fucking gross. And you should stop. And it's not okay. It's not acceptable. It's not... What's the right word? How do you... what is... I'm drawing a blank. I do this every fucking podcast, and I'm sorry. I should stop it and rewind it, but... It's not appropriate. That's the word. It's not appropriate. It's inappropriate. It's not okay. It's not going to be tolerated. Me and everybody who is like me is not going to tolerate this bullshit. We've had enough. And if we have to, we will kick your fucking ass. We will come and do what we have to do to put a stop to this. One nigga just sent me a fucking email, today? Or was it yesterday? It was on Friday, sorry. And it said, guess what it says? Guess what it says? Dude got 140 years for human trafficking. Get out of that without dying. Get out of a 140-year sentence. That's still, what, 70 years? You're a dead motherfucker. You're dying there. You are dying in prison, nigga. And good for you. Good for you. You earned it. You earned it. You victimized humans. Young and old. Big and small. Black and white. Left and right. Up and down. Everyone. All those people. You trafficked all those people. You're lucky you're only getting a 140-year sentence. You'll be lucky if you don't get your fucking ass kicked as soon as people find out what in the fuck you were doing. You'll be lucky if you don't catch a fucking shank, bruh. And I'm not saying that to scare anybody or scare anybody's families that are the family member of this poor, sick, sad, sadistic motherfucker who's been doing this for years and years and never telling you, and you wonder why they're so fucked up in the head all the time. Because shit, I wonder that shit about some of the people I know. I'm like, wow, man. And some of the people I know were doing it, still are doing it to this day. They're running from me. All I gotta do is look at them and say, "Oh, dude, hey, how you doing?" These niggas are Mickey Mouse running from my ass. Yo, gosh. They're goofy in it. They're goofy footing, bro. They're trying to get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of Dodge. Dodge the fuck out of this, bitch. You know? It's sick, bro. But you know why? Like, what's even more sick than that? You want to know why all these indigenous people are missing? Children and women and all that. Missing, murdered indigenous women and children. You want to know why? Because these people who are the bikers, who are the druggies, who are the pimps and all that shit. You, like, let me put this into perspective. You go slapping around a white chick, she's probably not going to be able to take it as much as an indigenous person. And I did touch on this on my last podcast, but I kind of wanted to break this down and really get into it. But these are toys. These humans are toys to these people. Now, I'm not saying, like, they think of them as toys per se, right? But that's the mentality that they really, really have when it comes down to, like, these people are not human to them. Yo, all of you indigenous peoples to this country, North America as we call it, when it's really Indigica, you know, all your family members who go missing and stuff like that, they're not human to them. They're just a plaything. And I'm not saying that to bring you pain negative feelings, you know, about the past. I'm not trying to traumatize you in any kind of way. Brothers and sisters, I'm giving you the fucking facts. That's the fucking facts. They do not see you as human. They see you as a plaything. They see you as a target. They see you as a stuffed fucking animal, a damn it doll. They could just slap around, and you're ready for another go around right after that. You're unbreakable. You're an unbreakable indigenous toy to them. They go slapping around their toy, and it breaks right away. Fucking piece of junk. Imagine that. That's how they're talking about you and your family members. Whoever they're taking. Fucking piece of junk, piece of shit. I thought you were built much better than that. I thought you could take much more. It's sick, bro. I've seen it. It's sick. It is sick. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of looking at it. I'm tired of seeing it. It's gross. It's a fucking sick mentality. You guys should feel ashamed. You should feel bad about it, man. You should feel real bad about it. It's not okay, man. It's just not. And if you're on the outside and you're looking in, you're like, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy because of what he's saying. Nigga, you're the problem. You're the problem. You are who we wish to deal with. Like I said, that dude is lucky he got 140 years. He's lucky he got a sentence. And not a death sentence. Not an electrical chair. Lucky. Well, I bet you we brought that electrical chair back. Motherfuckers be falling right in line, bro. Bet you we brought that fucking firing squad back. Oh, right in line. Oh no, but we're humanely injecting them with fucking insecticides, basically. Human cyanide, whatever. Whatever we're putting in it, right? We're humanely putting them down. Now fuck them. Fuck them. You think they humanely put that girl down or that kid down? You think what they did was humane? Eye for an eye, motherfucker. Fuck off and die. Like, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. That's a crazy mentality. So why wouldn't we give them what they're giving us? What they're giving our loved ones? Why not? Why not give them the same treatment? Why spare them? Now, I could understand if, like, you know, they were targeted and it wasn't their fault and this is all put the blame on them when they didn't really do any of it. Like, yeah, okay, I could understand that. Maybe they got dragged in and they weren't really involved in it, you know. Now the fact that they knew about it and didn't say something, yeah, okay, I understand that. I understand how we could judge that. But like, you know, if they just didn't know, you know, they just didn't know. You know, there's really nothing you could do about that. But if they did know, right? And it was really fucked up and they didn't say something or even do something about it, you know what I mean? That's when you gotta kinda wonder. But no, this motherfucker got 140 years. You heard me right, 140 year sentence. Good. Good for him. Good. Good. Do you, boo-boo. Get you that 140 year sentence, boo-boo. Get caught. That's right. Good for you. Now you can rehabilitate, if at all. But you know what's crazy is that now they know that they've got basically a life sentence and they're not going nowhere at all, ever, anytime soon. So why would they ever better themselves? I mean, I guess the people in their pod's not going to put up with it, right? But you should see the people in some of these pods, like how they behave. I've seen that shit. I've watched plenty of these shows. I've dealt with plenty of those types of people. Yo, they some nasty motherfuckers. They will shit in the bathroom, not turn the doo-doo fan on, and can't wait for you to walk into it. Because that's their shtick. That's what they like to do. That's what they're into. And I'm like, bro, let me ask you a question. Was that supposed to fucking turn me on, you sick little bitch? That's a bitch move, bro. Leaving the door wide open. Shitting in the fucking bathroom and letting everybody fucking smell it. But not everybody. Just the nigga you targeted in. Because you into some gay shit. That's rude, nigga. That's just rude. Not everybody wants to smell your shit, coward. Not everybody wants to deal with your bullshit. Hence why people like you got 140 fucking year sentence, right? Right. Oh, wow. Right. Let me ask you a question. All these people who are like this, what, you think you're fucking macho? You think you're fucking tough? You think you're the fucking shit? Because I got fucking news for you. The shit is talking in your ear right now, nigga. The whole motherfucking enchilada, the whole turd is talking in your ear right now, nigga. That's right. I call myself a turd. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I've done been a turd, nigga. I'm going to keep being a turd. But I'll tell you what you're not going to keep being. Inappropriate. You're not going to fuck keep getting away with being inappropriate. Eventually, you're going to have to pay for your shit. That's how life works. That's how karma works. That's how God works. Eventually, all that shit's gonna come slapping you right back in your motherfucking face, and you're gonna have to be like, oh my God, I gotta accept the fact that I was an asshole. It happened to me. It happened to you. It happened to him. It happened to her. It happens to everybody. Eventually, quote unquote karma, God's karma, L's karma, comes catching right back up to you, doesn't it? Right. And then what happens? Oh, you've got to accept the truth. You're a fucking moron. That's the truth. You're a fucking moron for acting this way in public. Or in public-private areas. Private-public areas? Or just acting this way in general, towards other people. Inconsiderate, rude assholes. Attention-seeking douchebags. You want the fucking attention? I'll give you the fucking attention. You got it, bruh. You got it. 100%. All in your fucking face. Because let me tell you something, nigga. You can't handle the smoke.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com. And then scroll. And then, ooh, I like that one. And then click play.